Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Mrs. Ted Bliss by Stanley Elkin, narrated by George Guidel. This work, copyrighted 1995 by Stanley Elkin, is recorded by arrangement with the Georges Borchardt Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. And now, Mrs. Ted Bliss.
Chapter 1. Sometimes, 2-3 times a year, there would be card parties, or at least invitations to them. Notices by the security desk in the lobby, or left by the door at each condominium, or posted in the game or laundry rooms, or maybe nothing more than a poster up on the easel near the lifeguard station on each of the half-dozen rooftop swimming pools in the condominium complex, announced that scheduled at such-and-so a time, on so-and-such a Saturday night, there was to be a gala, come one, come all, sponsored by the residents of this or that building, Good Neighbor Policy Night, International Evening. Hands across the Panama Canal. Usually there would be a buffet supper, followed by coffee, followed by entertainment, followed by cards. It wasn't that bingo didn't have its partisans. Wasn't bingo like music and international language? But that's just the point, isn't it? Dr. Wolitzer, chairman of the Towers Entertainment Committee, argued the idea of these evenings was to get to know one another. And there was no nutritional value in the conversation of bingo. G-47, O-11, I-24. What kind of exchange was that? It was empty of content. Cards is better? Irv Brodke from building number 4 might counter, I see your quarter and raise you a dime. This is hardly the meaning of life either. It could be a bluff. The doctor responded, a bold bluff answered by a bluff more timid. There's character here. There's room to maneuver. Wolitzer had been a professional man, had 2 or 3 years to go before he'd have to step down as chairman of one of the complex's most influential committees. Brodke was nobody's fool. It would come as no surprise to him that if it came to a vote, cards would win out over bingo. Wolitzer was the glibber of the two, and though it hadn't passed Brodke's notice that the old doc might not himself be bluffing, Irv B. wasn't going to the wall on this one and didn't press the issue. Indeed, he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?